Well, it's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
There we go. And here we are. It is not necessarily the news. Thursday installment. Because if knowledge is power, then we are here to pump you up.
Not necessarily the news.
I had to log back onto our Hank Facebook page. It was an extra sign-in step this morning, but I think we are live on our Hank Facebook page and yesterday. So there's been a lot of talk about the Kennedy Center and how the Trump administration's basically taken hold of the whole thing. And the Kennedy Center every year honors those in the arts and salutes them. Well, we finally got, and by the way, he might rename it the Trump Center. That is true. More on that as we go. But yesterday, Trump himself announced the honorees and leading the way.
First is country music star, actor, and producer George Strait.
There you go.
Over an extraordinary four-decade career, George has sold more than 120 million records worldwide.
He did a study.
Amassed 60 number one hits, wow.
Yeah.
And produced 33 platinum certified albums, more than any other living American. That is amazing. He's believed by millions of people to just be as good at it as you can get, and he's beloved,
yes,
by hundreds of millions of people all over the world. He's really something, and they call him the King of Country, and we know him very well, George Strait.
So George Strait will be honored, the Kennedy Center honors that'll be coming up later on in the fall, and then they unveiled a picture of George right behind.
Oh, it looks nice.
Yeah, George,
you're a good-looking guy.
Hey.
I hope he still looks like that.
Yeah, he does.
He's doing fine. And also, by the way, Broadway star Michael Crawford, who's a Texan, Red Raider, and he's known for playing Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah,
Sylvester Stallone, Gloria Gaynor, and Kiss will be honored all at the Kennedy Center Honors. That'll actually come up in December and will air on CBS. George Strait will look great because he does.
Yeah, that's what George does. So fall may be knocking at the back door, but summer love still in bloom. Has Cupid worked his magic on Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau? Rumors are swirling that he's pulled out all the stops to impress the Pop-Tart. She's fascinated by international affairs and loves all the attention from the hottest politician in the world. Because it's very important that our world leaders are hot, like George Strait.
Yeah.
Yet he treats her like a star. She's learning new things every day and finds him intellectually stimulating.
Well, that's lovely.
It's a real meeting of the minds.
And good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he still looks like that.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift literally did break the internet yesterday. So the YouTube stream and this yesterday, of course, after the announcement of the new album that will be coming out. Life. Of a showgirl.
Showgirl.
She went on the Kelce Brothers podcast. Cowgirl in the Closet didn't get her?
Dang it.
1.35 million fans tuned into this, and it crashed YouTube. So,
dang it.
Yeah. Oh, well, breaking the internet. But the 12th album, Life of a Showgirl, we did get details on it. It will be released coming up, I believe, in December. No word on when Travis Kelce will be released by Taylor, but we'll keep you updated.
So, Blake Shelton, smart enough to know that he may need some marriage advice after two failed unions. And word is, he's now busy implementing suggestions from Keith Urban when it comes to his wife, Gwen Stefani. Apparently, they're already paying off because KU knows what's going on. Meanwhile, it's been a very wet summer in the Sooner State, which has him singing the blues.
Buddy, I was coming across this grass area right here, and I was sinking. Damn. But, man, I hit the gas pedal, put it in four-wheel drive, and pulled her on out. Look at there, the old orange Kubota. I was way down in it with a big old loader, but I always pull out when I'm on my Kubota.
There you go. Kubota, Kubota, Kubota. This is not the first time he's sang about
Kubota. Look at it, baby.
He loves that thing.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm writing this song as I'm planting my seed. I ain't got time to stop, and I might have just peed.
He likes being on his Kubota tractor out there.
Kubota, Kubota, Kubota.
Yeah.
Bob knows.
The lawsuits that we did bring up a couple months back that Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, who wears the number 8 in the NFL, Lamar Jackson was suing Troy Aikman over use of the number 8.
Number 8!
Yeah, because number 8, of course, Troy Aikman's number, but also the name of his little light beer thing going on there. So Lamar Jackson had stuff that had number 8 on it. He was trying to copyright it, and a judge yesterday said that was stupid.
Threw it out.
Yeah, and Troy was very happy. He says, from day one, this lawsuit had no merit. Fact underscored, yada, 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 all that stuff right there. So you cannot, evidently, copyright a number.
Number 8!
That is confusing, though, evidently, letters, because I saw Sesame Street was brought to you by the letter R yesterday, so I'm not really sure.
Kubota, Kubota, Kubota!
They are also a sponsor.
So who do you call when your heart is hurting? Dolly Parton, of course. The blonde bombshell gave out some advice to Reba McEntire and Kelly Clarkson after the death of Brandon Blackstock on Entertainment Tonight. She says the important part about grief is to be grateful for the years you've had with someone and to just honor their memory. Reba considered Brandon a son. Kelly shares 2 children with the late producer and talent manager and was rumored to be squabbling with him for years after their divorce. Now, the story behind this could be very interesting. It was revealed in his obituary that he was in a long-term relationship with her former assistant.
Yeah, didn't seem to have ended, but man, she was there to help him in the end. Stay strong, Kelly Clarkson, our Burleson girl. Okay. It's been rumored for years, but now it will happen. A biography and an in-depth look, because he was mercurial throughout his very interesting life. Gary Stewart.
Oh.
A biography will be coming out from, one of those that know him best out there. But it'll be called Gary Stewart, I Am From the Honky Tonks, for the King of the Honky Tonks. It won't come out until March of 2026, but this has been rumored. Boy, and you talk about a life lived that went every which direction. Greg Gary Stewart. So that'll be coming out for those that like to read things. And then for those that like to watch things in Jeff Bezos news.
And my life is amazing.
So evidently Bezos right now is extremely hands-on because, of course, Amazon now owns the company that owns James Bond. And not only are they looking for the next James Bond, but when it comes to Bond girls, Jeff Bezos is pushing for 2.
Oh.
That's right, number 2. 2, one of which being current It girl, Sydney Sweeney, because he's actually doing a partnership with her to launch a lingerie line. So there's the tie-in there.
How does the new wife feel about that?
I don't know. I think everybody's too worried about her jeans to worry about her undies.
I know.
And then the new wife, Bond girl number 2, Lauren Sanchez.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my word.
Even though she has very little acting experience, if any. So the word is Jeff wants her on screen and could be a perfect Bond girl. He, of course, will play the villain.
Waking up with Cable and Heather Lee.